Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Derailment in East Palestine.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown thinks the residents of East Palestine should be skeptical about contamination following a train derailment and fire earlier this month.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again.
Sunday, February 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Noah Troyer has a very special broadcast with three guests, joining him on a host of topics, including the big anti-war bipartisan demonstrations in D.C., the ongoing disaster unfolding in Ohio, and the train derailment I'm going to be covering. World War III that has already begun. I want to thank you all for joining us. Everything we witness by the ruling globalists is an attempt to demoralize us and break our will and condition us to accept successive increases in horror and to give up hope, but we cannot do that. I saw this clip this morning and I thought surely it's out of context, and it's not. I have the transcript here where he says, why don't we just start eating babies? We've got all this extra baby parts, millions we kill every year. Why don't we just eat them? So that's the next evolution, and you will eat the bugs as you will eat the dead babies. The example I often use is if we want to get to ethical bedrock, we should be able to say things like, why can't we eat babies? There are sometimes extra babies in the world. They're full of protein. Can't we eat them? It's not a conversation about eating babies. It's a conversation about how you can close the door to this idea that we both recognize as repellent and, well, we recognize that it's the way. But there are people out there who will say, hey, Sam Harris is a guy who wonders, can we eat babies? But isn't that what this whole system is? It's a system where we don't value others around us, we don't value ourselves, and we don't stand up for others, nobody stands up for us, and then we're isolated, atomized, alone individuals that this predatory system can have its way with. And that's what the New World Order is setting up. Here's a short clip of Sam Harris on the Young Turds talking about eating the babies.
You know, why can't we eat babies? What's wrong with eating babies? If we've got extra babies around that nobody wants, why can't we eat?
And then he goes on, as I read you the full quote. Extra babies. Remember when I said on Joe Rogan like 4 years ago, the governor of Virginia at the time said, we going to get rid of the baby after they born. And I made the satirical line that, why are we wasting 7 pounds of meat? But they are using every part of the baby for medical experiments and the medical industry, and when we allow ourselves to be defiled and degraded like that, we're made in the image of God, and we allow these sick abortionists to do horrible things to the dead and dying babies even after they're out of the womb, we all die inside. All right, we got a hell of a broadcast lined up. I have prepared a lot yesterday and a lot today. And so this is going to be a broadcast you're not going to want to miss, because we have to face the full horror and then not make a friend of that horror, but make an enemy of that horror to defeat it. Stay with us.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, do hot fish. So, do hot.
It's Sunday, February 19th, 2023. We're live. Defiance of the enemy's attempts to silence us. We're here because of you, the viewers and listeners, your great support and your will. And I salute you and I thank you. I have to cover all this tonight, and we have an amazing guest, Chris Skye, joining us in the second hour. So I'm going to try to be as calm as possible and at least get through the headlines on this and dig into quite a few of these stories in depth. We have a large World War III escalation of stacks, four stacks, dealing with that. I'll hit that first. And we have a massive stack on the mainlining of woke culture and the main pillars of it being pedophilia and race war. And so we're going to be looking at that in great detail. Also, I came across a compilation of the government blowing up Building 7. And I haven't talked about this very much in the recent years. I thought we'd go back to the smoking gun of 9/11 being an inside job. That is coming up. Also, the Gateway Pundit has the same sources I have, and they've done a better job than anybody when it comes to exposing January 6th and how that was a false flag setup. I have sources inside the trial, but obviously they'll be disbarred or arrested if they are known, the information they've given me. We've mentioned a lot of it. We've talked about it, but the Gateway Pundit's done a great job really covering it ad nauseum, every detail. 15 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol and led the attack. I'm going to ask Jim Hoff to come on sometime this week and cover this, but I know he has the same sources because I've talked to him, and I've given this to other national talk show hosts. I'm told they're working on it, but it's incredible. It's come out in the trial, but they kicked the jury and the media out during this, that the judge knows the feds ran the attack, and they know all the specifics. And the federal informants inside the Proud Boys and inside the Oath Keepers told them there was no plan to attack the Capitol, but that's not allowed in front of the jury. So next level injustice, weaponized courts, that's just one stack. Huge vaccine news. Mainstream top German newspapers, top British newspapers, and major U.S. publications are reporting what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert Barnes told you here a year and a half ago, that they faked the first little initial trials. They didn't do pre-trials, they told the public about. They actually did on rats. They killed a bunch of them. But they then did some fake trials, field trials during the rollout, now 2 years ago, and now mainstream media is reporting that they covered that up. So that's an incredible stack of news on that front. Also, thousands protesting its World Economic Forum backed 15-minute cities that turn quadrants of every town and city into prisons and break them up into subsections. I told you all about that in my film Endgame because it was in the blueprint then. But now they're going operational. They just announced 15-minute cities a month ago in England. Since then, Germany, France, liberal leftist areas, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they've all announced it. And somebody found a clip of Nancy Pelosi. I'd never seen this clip. In 92, admitting to the whole Agenda 21 takeover plan. So we'll be playing that as well. We are also going to get to the Catholic bishop in Los Angeles who lived in a modest home, murdered, shot in the chest today, and killed. That just adds into all the crime statistics off the charts. But if you live in Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco or, hell, even Houston now, you are crazy. And Austin used to be a very safe town. It is dangerous as hell. And I don't tell my wife what to do. I don't boss her around. But I told her, you don't go get your nails done downtown anymore. You don't go meet your friends for lunch down there anymore. And if I find out about it, there's going to be big problems. Because so many of her friends and people have been mugged, shaken down, you name it. I mean, just where I live, they literally, just last night, Savannah Hernandez shot footage of it in Austin. There was a big brawl broke out. The police tried to pull up and do something about it. And so a giant crowd of over 1,000 people chased the police down. And the police turned and fled. So, I mean, it's just, it's all totally over the top. The designed breakdown of society. Also, I've been giving Elon Musk, not a pass, but I've had my judgment on hold while I collate and cogitate and try to see what he's really doing over there at Twitter. Because I like a lot of the things he's doing. I dislike some of the things he's doing. Obviously, he hasn't brought me back and said some terrible things about me that weren't true. But I get on the sacrificial lamb, so everybody else can come back. But Alex Jones is still the bad guy. But a couple months into this, the Twitter files, what are we, 2.5 months in, they've done now the 16th drop. So they did the first drops real quick. Now Matt Taibbi, that's the gatekeeper over at Rolling Stone, it's a trickle now. And I was thinking, why don't you release all of it or large sections, not just select groups? Like, oh, they were mean. U.S. senators wanted Zero Hedge censored and controlled. Well, we know that, and it's wrong what happened to Zero Hedge. But what about the Alex Jones files? And I know they haven't released all the Trump files. Or where's the Fauci files? We heard a month ago, 5 weeks ago, he was going to release it in a week. Never did it. So I'm getting to some serious issues here with old Elon Musk and what's going on. Is he just blackmailing the power structure, leave him alone regulatorily with his SpaceX and his brain chip company and his self-driving car company and all the rest of it? I mean, is that what this is really, really all about? So we're going to be looking at that as well. There is a lot to cover. They've had a former MSNBC host come out and say that they were not allowed to say one bad thing about a Democrat and they were threatened to be fired. We don't really need whistleblowers to tell us that. We already know that, but there's an article, several articles on that and big interviews that have come out as well. So I'm glad that information is starting to come out, but it's kind of like telling us water's wet and the sky's blue and ducks like to paddle around at the park in the pond. So we're going to be looking at all of that and more today. Also, there is a lot of anti-Second Amendment information going on. The ATF, and I've already seen this happening on the ground, but a big ATF directive from Biden got leaked last week, and it says they have a plan to shut down most gun shops in the country by using regulations that if one I is dotted incorrectly or one T, literally, in any of their paperwork going back in some cases decades, they will be shut down. So white glove inspections for the gun shops, an end run around the Constitution. Also, this CNBC headline, brain implant startup backed by Bezos, Gates is testing mind-controlled computing on humans. Trump slams Biden over East Palestine. As soon as I announced I'm going, he announced a team will go. Yeah, Biden was ignoring it and refusing even federal aid, which is outrageous, until Trump said he was going, and he's still refusing federal aid. So we're going to hit all of this and more one way or another today. Please remember, we cannot run this show or fund this critical operation that reaches millions of people a day without you. And I appreciate all the work you do buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com that enrich your life and spreading the word about the broadcast and praying for us. All three are critical and essential and paramount. We have a lot of great products, and a lot of great products have been sold out for, in one case, over a year, another case, over 2 years, because we wouldn't cut quality during the lockdowns, supply chain breakdown. But Ultimate Bone Broth is really a fantastic product, is back in stock, and so is our prebiotic, not probiotic, prebiotic formula that I really miss, that does incredible things for gut health, helps reduce a key type of amino acid that's anti-cancer, so much more in the gut. You really owe it to yourself, the highest quality product for gut health. And so that product is also back in product. Our gut prebiotic is back in stock. Also, BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, two different but equally powerful and amazing nootropic natural brain boosters, are back in stock, and they're 50% off. Physique Magnesium's back in stock, has both the good types of magnesium. Nobody else has that. But it's going to sell out soon, very limited quantity of that. So we have the Physique Magnesium. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and get great products for keeping us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with World War III news as Biden goes to Europe.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.
Don't worry, they're here.
Well, maybe next year.
All right. Well, the clown in chief is now making his way via Air Force One to Europe. Kamala Harris, the junior clown, the vice clown, says Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Well, maybe so. But starting the war was a crime against humanity, and so was pushing a deadly shot on the public. Here is Kamala Harris, the clown, from Europe.
And there is no doubt. These are crimes against humanity.
What a joke. What an empty suit. I mean, my God, she's got the charisma of a librarian.
The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity. And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account. In the face of these indisputable facts, to all of us, here in Munich, let us renew our commitment to accountability. Let us renew our commitment to the rule of law.
Isn't it rich?
As we escalate straight into World War III, wow. One of the decisive moments of his presidency, Biden heads to troubled Europe. Troubled is putting it lightly. It's the end of the world as we know it, and Munich feels nervous. Yeah, Germany's really getting concerned, Politico says. With Ukraine war at its doorstep, Poland becomes the West firebrand, the main base for all the weapons factories and training. Senator McConnell is not America first. He's working with Senate leader Chuck Schumer, pushing Ukraine war while ignoring the destruction of America at home. 20,000 protesters marched for peace in Munich to protest Kamala Harris's Ukraine war. Putin launches large-scale exercises of strategic nuclear forces on eve of Joe Biden's trip to Europe. There's another interview that's on Infowars.com. I'm not going to torture you with it unless you want to watch it. Andrea Mitchell, blank stares, says it all after Kamala Harris butchers interview with Word Salad. I mean, it's literally scrambled information. It's been reported out of Austria. Generals have reported that there's over 20,000 NATO soldiers now fighting. Well, that's actually all admitted. We've got more videos of the Ukrainian troops hailing Hitler and doing the Nazi salute. Half of Ukraine was Nazi in World War II. And then I spent a lot of time this weekend watching Russian and Ukrainian trophy videos. And boy, to see Chinese-made drones bought by the U.S. and given to Ukraine that have been broken, jailbroke, where they don't have the geofencing in them, dropping hand grenades into tanks, open ports, into troops huddling in artillery craters. It's very, very dystopic, to say the least. Watch hundreds of these videos, hundreds of them, and both sides are just slaughtering each other. Young men and old men all being fed into a meat grinder, all started by George Soros, all put into motion by the globalists, bragging about it on CNN years ago that they were starting a proxy war and that Putin's taking the bait, and then Putin takes the bait. And now we're off to the races, ladies and gentlemen. All sorts of explosions in Moscow of key government buildings and facilities. Ukraine's been taking credit for that. Lots of footage of young men being grabbed out the streets in Kiev and being drug off, press ganged into military service. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's one of the drones the Ukrainians bragged are using. Cost $1,749. We have one here in InfoWars. And then they just hang a few hand grenades to it, and it goes in and drops them on. That's the Skynet war that's happening. Meanwhile, in Iran, the last month, happened again a few days ago, they're having some of their key military facilities blown up by Israeli drones. So as you can see, this war has escalated extremely fast. There's more footage we came in from the break with of a train coming out of Poland carrying a whole bunch of Abrams M1A1 frontline battle tanks. So this is what the escalation into World War III against a nuclear power looks like. And it's hurting the European economy. It's hurting the American economy. It's hurting economies around the world. But still, we barrel headlong into thermonuclear war, and most analysts agree that's exactly where it's going to lead if it isn't de-escalated quickly. It's surreal to be just up here calmly talking about it. This shouldn't be a right-wing issue, shouldn't be a left-wing issue. It should be a common-sense issue. Hunter linked to Russian oligarch who was involved in former FBI incident. They've now had the FBI high-level counter-espionage head arrested being involved. So we are thoroughly penetrated by the Russians and the Chinese and so many others. It is just a complete mess. Betting on Ukraine victory was suicidal. Seymour Hersh has an article on InfoWars.com where he just explains that because of corruption on both sides, it's going to go on basically and just escalate, and that the Russians historically are not going to give up, so it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And now the Russians have put their hypersonic missile production into high gear where they're producing over 100 of them a day. These missiles go Mach 9. Nothing can shoot them down. The U.S. has systems that go Mach 20, by the way. But nothing can shoot them down. And they're normally nuclear-tipped, but these are being filled with 500 pounds of plastic explosive. And so that's now what they're going to start raining down on Ukraine. Putin hasn't even started using the high-tech stuff yet. This situation is completely and totally out of control. Meanwhile, Iran can fuel several atomic bombs, UN official says. I agree with that. So, it's looking a lot like World War III. We're going to come back with critical information straight ahead. Please stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects. Believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life, Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Alex Jones.
You want tomorrow's news? You want next year's news? You want next decade's news today? You get it here. You know what we're talking about. That's why the enemies of humanity want us off the air. It's only you, the listeners and viewers, that stand between the globalists and this broadcast. And I thank you for defending us, standing with us. I salute you again. Remember that. All right. I talk about this quite a bit, but it's very important to let this sink in. I know most of you know this, but for new listeners, I want to explain something. The art of authoritarian and totalitarian regimes is always to pick a minority to strip of their rights, and then once the majority doesn't stand up for the minority's rights, everyone's rights are taken. That's why in a republic, constitutional republic, we're not a pure democracy, you can have 51% vote to say, put black people back into slavery. It doesn't happen because there's a Bill of Rights, there's a Constitution enshrining those rights. Not creating those rights, but defending them. And so they had the Cold War to set up the police state and the spy grid. And then when that was ending, they needed 9/11, not saying radical Islam doesn't exist, but as a pretext to expand the control and the Patriot Act and the Total Information Awareness Network. And then you notice they've now segued out of that into environmentalism, where all humans are bad and cows are bad and everything with carbon is bad, and they have to control us and track us and surveil us and censor us for our safety. And then we all carry viruses that are deadly, so we've got to be surveilled and censored and corralled, and they've got to build camps to quarantine people, and folks have to be disappeared. And now in Australia and Canada and the UK and Germany, they say, well, if you protest a lockdown, that's bad too. We'll take you to a COVID center for that as well. So they're just mainlining this. So first it's got to take your rights because of the Russians. Then it's got to take your rights because of the Muslims while the borders are wide open. Then it's, oh, got to take your rights to save the earth, and oh, to save you from the deadly virus and save you from yourself. So there's a lot of these compilations out there, and I came across one today that just shows some of the local newscasts and the police and firefighters saying they were given the order to get back from Building 7, the 47-story FBI-CIA headquarters, the second largest FBI-CIA substation in the United States, in the world. And that day, I remember at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I've been on air since the morning, I drove down the street like a mile to a pizza place to get a pizza, and I'm driving back, and they had CBS Radio still on the air then on KLBJ 590, and I heard CBS News report that they were going to blow up Building 7 in about 15 minutes to save the other buildings. Well, it takes days to plant explosives in a building, folks, if not weeks. But back then, things weren't archived to the Internet. But years later, things got archived once there was enough bandwidth, enough compression, enough servers. So about 5 years after 9/11, all these videos got put online. And the audio, the newscast, and the rest of it. CBS, NBC, CNN, BBC. And then later they said, no, we never said that. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, here's a compilation of some of those. And also the dancing Israelis that got arrested across the water in New Jersey, jumping up and down, that were videotaping it. And I'm not saying Israel did 9/11, but the way the globalists work is they get multiple intelligence agencies involved. Just like Epstein was Mossad, MI6, and CIA, I do believe elements of Israeli government were involved in 9/11. And it's come out that Israel's helped fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So has our government. So there's also a few clips of that. So here's that short compilation.
Department, the fire department, and they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that, and we saw the building crash down all the way to the ground.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
Okay, hit pause for a moment. Coming up is Larry Silverstein from a PBS documentary that aired 2 years after 9/11, saying they gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. Pull it means controlled demolition, but hear it for yourself.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Pause again. So this is one of those type situations where the CDC in October 2000 put out a document months before the shots began saying it'll cause blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, you know, dozens of other horrible things, infertility. And it was all true, and they knew. And they want to just act like that's not there. Same thing with this. I interviewed the firefighters and police that heard the countdown and were told that the building was about to be brought down by the feds. And then we interviewed the deputy head of Newark Emergency Management, Barry Jennings, who mysteriously died after we interviewed him. We talked to the neighbors. They said there was all these vans and feds there, and that they moved out of the house before he was announced dead. So probably witness relocation program. But who knows? He may have actually died. We don't know. We're allowed to speculate here. But that's how deep I investigated this, okay? Went to New York dozens of times, covered it. So I talked to the eyewitnesses, not just the clips. Now, here's where the Israelis come in.
Since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained, either under the new Patriot Anti-Terrorism Law or for immigration violations. A handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States. Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units.
All right, so just thought I'd get that out there. I hadn't covered that in a while. That's when the American people were being made the enemy. And now, environmentalism, the virus, you're even more the enemy. See how that works. And I told you back at the time, you would be the target, I would be the target, and now we are. Now let's shift gears into the New World Order and how they want to cut your resources off and get you totally under their control with a social credit score, social system of the universal basic income. Thousands protest against World Economic Forum-backed 15-minute cities in the UK, where they're now dividing towns and cities into quadrants and not letting you leave in your car or come in with a car into those areas. Now they're talking about making you wear bracelets to come and go. This is all part of Agenda 2030. Here's another one. Democrats in Minnesota now following California that passed a law last year, now pushing for a ban on gas-powered lawnmowers and chainsaws, and, of course, a ban of wood-fired stoves and, of course, fireplaces. When we come back, we have Nancy Pelosi back in 1992 after George Herbert Walker Bush signed Agenda 21, the Rio de Janeiro Pact, trying to get it passed in the U.S. House of Representatives. Because remember, you can pull up literally hundreds of news articles with the Washington Post and CNN and the New York Times saying that it does not exist. There is no Agenda 21. There is no Agenda 2030. There is no replacement migration. Even though they're official treaties and official plans, they do not exist. Even though it's on the official WEF website, does not exist. Now, if you're for it, it exists and you're a good person, your social credit score will go up. You won't be censored for now. But if you say it exists and don't like it, you are now crazy that it doesn't exist, the definition of gaslighting. And then we'll shift gears into the brain implant headline. Bill Gates, Bezos invest in microchip mind control program. That's the headline. CNBC. Oh, my goodness. And so we'll be going over all of that. And there's a lot on the destruction of our children front we're going to be breaking down as well straight ahead. And Chris Skye joins us. Infowars.com. Fan.video and newswars.com. Those are the coordinates of freedom. Those are the coordinates to promote.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the final segment of the first hour. I'll be back in the second hour with Chris Sky and more. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, the globalist need a management system where it makes the public the enemy, the public the problem. That's the fake environmentalism saying what we breathe, what we exhale is toxic, the carbon dioxide is evil, that we've all got viruses, that we've got to be surveilled and tracked and censored, and they've got to take control of our bodies. But if you go back to the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in 92 that George Herbert Walker Bush, Mr. New World Order, signed on to, it's the basis of the carbon taxes, the regulations, the 15-minute cities, the wilderness corridors. None of it has to do with the environment. All of it has to do with a power grab and a surveillance police state grid with the United Nations in control of the whole thing, with corporations writing policy for the United Nations. And so here's Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House in 92 trying to get the treaty ratified and trying to get subsequent bills passed. They didn't. But just like there was never a law passed for carbon taxes to shut down most of our coal power plants because they put off carbon dioxide the plants breathe, they still did it. Supreme Court ruled over a year ago, that early 2022, that the federal government had no power to regulate these plants and say carbon dioxide is toxic without law. They still do it. But at least the Supreme Court's moving in the right direction. So this is cutting off our resources. China makes zero cuts. Mexico makes zero cuts. India and hundreds of other third world countries. But we have to make cuts designed to where the United States cannot be an industrial power. That's the name of the game with the infrastructure falling apart. So here's Nancy Pelosi in the imaginary, according to the New York Times. This does not exist. According to them, this is a deep fake. This is not real. Here it is.
The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. H. Congress 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General. Third and lastly, the President is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on the, with this action. H. Conres 353 is supported by the administration. I have been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department and have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors in this, of this measure include one half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution. We must make the promise of Rio a reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And so that's what we've been living under, and now they're going into Agenda 2030 that calls for zero carbon, net zero, by 2030, and all the numbers show that would kill millions of people from starvation and death. You've just gotten a little taste of your energy prices doubling and tripling. The third world, half their money goes to food and the rest goes to energy. You cut that off or you increase the price, people die. But that's what the poison shots are all about, maiming you, poisoning you, slowly killing you, sterilizing you. And they do it over and over again. But remember, she said a high-level government official will run all of this. Well, that's what they've had is Department of Energy, Department of Health, Department of Transportation. All these federal agencies just do whatever they want and make law outside of law. The answer is enforce the law. Like, there are laws in the books you can't give people experimental shots or try to make them take it. It's also the Nuremberg Code. But in places like Louisiana and Missouri and now Idaho, they've got bills introduced that are moving forward to criminalize trying to make somebody or lying to somebody and telling them an mRNA shot is safe. In Idaho, the bill makes it illegal, period, to give somebody an unapproved shot, which it is illegal, but they just bypassed that with all the emergency orders that Trump and then Biden continued on with. So here's a clip of a newscast on the legislation in Idaho.
Well, some Idaho lawmakers are now looking into adding criminal charges for anyone who administers an mRNA vaccine like a COVID or flu shot. A bill officially introduced into the Idaho State Legislature would do just that. Tonight at 6, Bronte Sorotsky joins us live in studio and explains what mRNA vaccines are and why some lawmakers in Idaho want them gone.
Well, this bill, if passed, would amend Idaho state code by adding a new section to penalize anyone from administering an mRNA vaccine in the state with a misdemeanor. In Idaho, a misdemeanor offense is punishable by jail time or a fine.
And we are seeing more and more concerns rising because of the mRNA vaccine.
Idaho Senator Tammy Nichols, one of the lawmakers sponsoring this bill, says she's had concerns about the COVID-19 vaccine because it was administered under an emergency use authorization before receiving FDA approval. The bill would essentially make it a misdemeanor for anyone to administer an mRNA vaccine like a COVID shot in the state of Idaho.
We have issues that this was fast-tracked. There's no liability. There's no access to data. The risk benefit analysis has not been done. There's no informed consent.
But other lawmakers in the bill's hearing pointed out that the COVID vaccine did get a full FDA approval after being fast-tracked.
They ultimately were approved under the ordinary approval process and did ultimately, you know, survive the scrutiny of being subjected to all the normal tests.
That's not true.
An mRNA vaccine uses messenger RNA, something we have in our own cells to protect us against illness.
And it's almost like a set of instructions. So your cells use these instructions to make proteins that your body needs, whether it's just to basically function, or it's to protect itself against illnesses like COVID.
Some examples of other mRNA vaccines include flu shots, rabies, Zika, and scientists are even studying these vaccines to treat cancer. But Senator Nichols says she'd like Idaho to go a different route.
There's multiple types of COVID shots that are available. The state of Idaho has used other types. There are other shots that we can utilize that do not have the mRNA in it.
All right, folks. It is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy, and they have blown away the approval process and violated federal law, and it's criminal. And this is the right action. Here's a clip from 2009 on Jesse Ventura's show where I specifically warn him of what's coming with these new poison shots with Dr. Rima Labo, married to the former head of the Army Special Operations, General Stubblebine. She was working on heads of state who told her they were planning to depopulate through poison vaccines. Here we are many, many years ago, warning the world.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. This is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state development.
Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out.
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this?
All right, we've actually got the HD of that. Well, sometime this week I ought to air the entire episode that I basically wrote the research for, that particular episode. That and the FEMA cam episode got erased off people's DVRs, and they censored it. They got top ratings for True TV. But how do we know all this? Well, today the UN's trying to pass a world treaty to take control of your body and run your life and make you take shots and have more lockdowns. That's the year 2023. This has been the plan. She was told by multiple heads of state of the plan, and so was her husband, who had the highest level security clearance you can get, above top secret. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Please stay with us and tell everybody you know, tune in. This is an information war. We can't win it without you. You are critical. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.